We're in the middle of Siman Tov, Reish Tzadi Aleph. Yesterday we did Aleph and Beis. We're discussing the halachas of writing the Megillah. It's actually very interesting. And it does connect a lot to halachas of writing the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. They're all related. They're all slightly different. Okay. So yesterday we did Aleph and Beis. Now we're up to Sif Gemma. So the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin and Beis tells us, Kol Hashiros Kulan Nichtavos Ariach Al Gabe Levena, Levena Al Gabe Ariach. The Shiros in the Torah, Az Yashir, things like that, Azinu perhaps. So it's written in a way. It's called Levena Al Gabe Ariach. What's a Levena? What's an Ariach? So an Ariach, they're both bricks. Okay, now we're not putting bricks, obviously, in the Megillah. An Ariach is half of a Levena. So most of the Shiros in the Torah, all the Shiros in the Torah, are written in a way where there's a few words space, few words space, few words space, and it's, I don't know what it's called in English exactly. It's not one under the other, it's like
staggered.
Thank you very much. Chutz mishira zu umalche kenan, except for this shira and malche kenan. Which shira are we talking about? The Aseres b'nei Hama. So here we have Ariach agabe Ariach and Levena agabe Levena. Okay? Why? So that the bad guys won't be able to get up. It's like, yeah, there's two walls and they're stuck. So Rashi explains the Ariach that is referred to over here is the ksav, is the actual writing, the S, and the names of the 10 sons of Haman. The Levena is the empty space. So we have on one side the S, on the other side we have the names of the sons of Haman, and the middle is totally empty. And the Ariach is half of a Levena. That means that the empty space is twice as large as the letters. Now, the Ran writes like Rabbeinu Tam, and he wants to say, no, we're not counting the empty space. The empty space doesn't count. The Ariach and the Levena both refer to the writing. The Levena, which is longer than the Ariach, the Levena is the longer brick that refers to the names of the sons of Haman. The Ariach, the shorter one, the Ariach, the Ariach is the Ve'es. Ve'es is three letters, and the names of the sons of Haman, most of them are twice as long as that. Okay, and that's what it's referring to. Okay, there's a discussion, what's the Nafgimina? And the Rishalmi asks, how important is it to write the sons of Haman in this way? And the Rishalmi concludes, there's different ways of understanding if that is exactly what the Rishalmi is asking, but according to the opinion that that's what the Yerushalmi is asking, some say it's asking something else entirely. The Gemara concludes that is ma'akid. If you don't write the sons of Haman properly, it's not the Megillah is possible. So let's see that inside. Sif Gimel. Aseres b'nei Haman zoch l'kosom kishira. You have to write it like a shira. V'lo kishar shiro shechalak al gabi ksav. It's not like other shiros that are staggered. El meiniach chalak min ksav l'ksav. You have writing on either side, the ve'eses and the sons of Haman, and the middle is empty. V'imlo also came psula. Paskin, that is what Yerushalmi is asking about, and it is ma'akev. If it's not done properly, it is possible. And the chalak, near chalak, being ksav l'ksav, the middle area is twice as large as the written area, because all you have on one side of the S, the other side is the name of Son of Haman, the middle, most of the areas in the middle, that's twice as large. Sif Dalit, the Gemara tells us, Megillah Daf Tezayin, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, the Vav of Vaizasa, one of the names of the sons of Haman, Tzarech Lemintucha Bizakifa, to teach, you have to elongate it, to teach us that all the sons were hanged at one time. In one row. What does it mean elongated? The Rosh brings two opinions. Some say it has to be elongated in the way you pronounce the word vaizasa. And some say it's how you write it. It's a large vav. So the Rosh brings down both opinions. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh bringing down both opinions. Some say it is how you read it. Darkei Moshe puts in a flag. Yes, that's how the Maharil read the Megillah, emphasizing the vav of vaizasa. And some say it's the Ksiva, that it's a large letter, right? Throughout the Sefer Torah, we have large letters and small letters. This is a large letter in the Megillah, and the Darkei Moshe again tells us, V'chein Nogin. So we go like both opinions. Let's see that in Sivdal. Tzarech laha'arich bevav devaizasa. Parentheses. Biksivasa. The way you write it larger than a regular vav. Yeshomim bikriyasa. And some say the way you read it. And we do both. Mishabura tells us to tell us that they were hanged one on top of the other.
Never noticed that Pesky draws out the...
I also never noticed it. We'll have to ask him. It's too bad Naftali's not here because he leans in Megillah. I also never noticed it. Also, you have to do it all in one breath. So, I don't know. It seems like the Iker opinion over here is the way you write it, not the way... Right, because it's sort of like a stam and a yesh omrim. Yesh omrim bikriyasa. And the Darkei Moshe, when he talks about the way it's written, he says, v'cheino again. When he talks about how it's pronounced, how it's read, he says, that's how the Maharil did it. So, okay, I don't know, I have to ask one of the ask about Korah. Continues the Mechaber from the Yerushalmi, v'tzarech lichtov ish v'rosh dapa v'es b'sofa. You have to start with ish and end with s. So that's not exactly the way it sounds, explains the Mishavura, quoting others, Mishavura Tzif Katachav, v'es b'sofa perish b'sof ha-shita. Ava b'sof ha-daf, yichtov tevas aseres. It's not when it says that the S is at the end. It's not the end of the page. The end of the page is the word Aseres. But it means that each line, the S is at the end of the line, and the name, I guess, is at the beginning of the line. The name of the 10 sons of Haman, and then the S is at the end of the line. There's a very large Sher HaTzion here, Oiz Tezayin, that discusses different ways of writing the SRS B'nai Haman, which we're not going to go through. You can look at for home. But we start with Ish, we end with SRS, we have the beginning of each line is the name of the sons of Haman, and the S is at the end of each line. Okay, that's it. Sif, hey. And Vav. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yutes Amen Aleph tells us, and this is part of the theme of this simon, I would say. The Megillah is referred to as a Sefer, and therefore we have many halachos of Sefer Torah, which was yesterday, that relate to the laws of writing the Megillah. The Megillah is also referred to as an Igeres, as a letter. A letter is not a Sefer Torah, like a Mikhtar. What do we learn from each of these things? The Gemara Megillah Yitas Amin Aleph spells out, if you sew up the Megillah, it's made of different pieces of parchment, if you sew it together with pishtan, with flax, with regular thread, it is pasul. It's considered igeres, that it doesn't need to be fully sewn from top to bottom. All you need is three hitabashloisha chute gidin kshera, three threads made out of sinew is enough. Amr of Nachman, how do you sew up pages of parchment, pages that connect the pieces of cloth with three chute gidin? They need to be mishulashin, split up in thirds. Okay, there's three opinions in the Rishon what that means. Rashi explains, there seems to be a mistake in Rashi, but the way the Achronim explain Rashi and change the gears in Rashi, it means that I have three stitches, but which creates four equidistant spots. From the top of the cloth to the first stitch is the same as the first to the second, which is the same as the second to the third, which is the same as the third to the end. So one, two, three, four. The three stitches create four sections, four equidistant sections that she just Rashi. The Tosfos holds like Rashi and tells us it's not like those who say that three means one on the top and one all the way on the bottom, one in the middle. But who does say that? The Rav says one all the way on the top, one all the way on the bottom, and one in the middle, which makes two sections. The Rosh says, because we have a machlekes between Rashi Tosfos on the one hand and the Rav on the other hand, we should be machmer like both explanations. Then the Beis Yosef says, time out! There's a Shitas HaRambam. And the Shitas HaRambam...
You're going to machmer, would that mean five stitches? I mean, what does it mean machmer?
Correct. Things? Correct. It would mean one, two, three, four. Yes, correct. Five stitches. The Rambam says, that's not what it means, Meshulashim. Meshulashim, Rambam explains like the Rif, top, bottom, and middle, but each one has to be a triple stitch. So you have three on the top, three on the bottom, three in the middle. So now we're up to nine, and then one equidistant in this section, and one equidistant in that section, makes for 11 stitches. And the Beis Yosef says, you know, kind of building off the Rush, it says we have to be machmer for the two opinions. Beis Yosef says, we don't have to be machmer for two opinions, we should be machmer for three opinions, including the Rambam. So now we're left with the 11, if we're going to do all of that. So let's see. Tafra study Aleph Sif Hey. Im Tafra Bukhute Pishtam Psula. Because it's considered a sefer, like a sefer Torah. You can't sew it up with flax, has to be sewed up with giddin, with sinews. Sifav. Im Hita Bashlosha Chute Giddin. If you did three stitches of giddin, sinews, Ksheira, Kosher, Ubachi Mishlashot. As long as the three are split up from each other. Since we have different explanations, like we just said, Rashi, Rif, and Rava. Tzarich la'atzisidei kulam. You need to fulfill all three. The Bir Halacha over here, Dibur Ma'asal, Umitnei, Shiesh, Bo Perushim, Shonim, spells out all three. Rashi, Piresh, split into four sections. The Rif, Piresh, top, bottom, middle. The Rambam is like the Rif, but three in top, three in the bottom, three in the middle. And then, if we follow what the Mechaber now is going to tell us, then we're going to be Yotze all three. So what should we do? Continues the Mechaber, V'yaseh shalosh tfirot barosha. Three on the top. With that, you fulfill the Rif and the Rambam. V'shalosh b'sofa, three on the bottom. Rambam and Rif. V'shalosh b'emtza isa, three in the middle. Also Rambam and Rif. The Rambam includes the Rif. Utfira achas mechele karavim mitzad zet, utfira achas mechele karavim shemitzad acher. Between the top and the middle on both sides, you put a stitch to fulfill Shita's Rashi. Hago, v'im ein lo gidin yoser, and if you don't have any extra gidin to finish sewing the whole thing from top to bottom, mutab l'tfornishar v'chutei pishtan, you're allowed to sew the rest of it with chutei pishtan, with regular thread, that's better than me than nichablotfir, then leave it unstitched. All I have is 11 stitches. I don't know how many stitches it takes to stitch out the entire Megillah, but I only have 11. I have a lot of empty space. So it's better to sew it up with chutei pishtan and leave it empty. But the proper way to do it, if you have enough gidin, sinews, is to sew the whole thing from top to bottom with gidin. But tfirot yemi bachutz v'lomi bifnim, it should be sewn on the outside and not on the inside, I guess, so it's not visible or less visible when you're reading the Megillah. Now, Mishmar Sefkotan Chof Aleph, Barosha shall call Yiriyah the Yiriyah. V'ayim b'chai adam shekasav di'im tfuro kula begidin. If the whole thing is sewn up with gidin, ein tzarech ledakti kama tfirot. There is no idea. It's only when you're not sewing up the whole thing that we got to do. three, how you do the three. But if you're sewing the whole thing, there's no number. There's no magic number. You just sew up the whole thing from top to bottom, and that's the preferable way of doing so. Now, the Gemara also over there talks about Siv Zayin, Tzarech Hanich Shiyur Barosh Eireh V'Sofak Kishator from Yachad Uvamash Usagi, that it is wise to not sew it all the way to the top and all the way to the bottom, because it can end up tearing. It's better to leave a little bit of room. I don't understand exactly the physics, Shabbat, but if it's a little bit open on top and on the bottom, it's less likely to tear.
Less likely to tear in the middle of the cloth. This way, if it tears, it's just going to separate the two pieces of cloth.
Maybe that's what it means. Okay. The Gemara, when the Gemara first discusses it, sounds like it's like some like halacha consideration. And it says, nah, it's not halacha consideration. It's a practical consideration. We don't want it to tear. Therefore, you leave a little bit of leeway on top and bottom, and that will protect it from tearing. Okay, Seif Ches. The same Gemara b'Dei Megillah Yutes, Gemara b'Dei Shmuel. Hakari b'Megillah Ksuva ben Aksuvim Layotza. If you read a Megillah's Esther that is sewn together on a large scroll that includes, let's say, all five Megillahs, it's not by itself, you're not Yotze. Amar Rava, that's only if it's the same size as the others. You can't tell the difference. You just look at it, it's Megillah's Icha, Shashir, it's all together. There's no difference. But if the Megillah's Esther part, the cloth's a little bit taller than the rest of it, or a little shorter, so it stands out, so that's okay. Then the Gemara clarifies. When we said that if it doesn't stand out, you're not Yotze, that's only Betzibur. But if it's not Betzibur, it's okay. What does it mean? Betzibur, the Torah brings down the Itter, who holds only in Shul. But even if you have a meeting in your house, it's okay. Mishnah Berurah will explain to him why, what the difference is. And the Torah himself says, no, tzibur means tzibur. As long as you have a minion, that's a tzibur. It doesn't matter if it's in a shul or it's in someone's basement or in the living room. A tzibur is a tzibur. And if it is blended in and attached to the rest of the chamesh megillot, it's no good. That's the inside. Siv ches. Ein karin b'tzibur b'megillah haksuva ben haksuvin. You can't read in Betzibor a Megillah that is connected to the other Megillahs. Vimkara lo yatza. It's not a kosher Megillah's Esther. Elim kenasi yisera shal yiriyos o chazir kadesh yela heker. Unless it's recognizable. It stands out. It's shorter. It's taller. It's shorter. It's something different. Aval hayochi kore ba. But the individual can read in such a Megillah, even though it doesn't stand, it's not recognizable. It's okay for the individual, it's not okay for a tzibur. Obviously, it has to be written like a Sefer Torah, with all the halachas that are discussed in this sermon. Has to be written on a scroll, on klav, with the proper deal, written by a sofer, knows what he's doing, like a Sefer Torah. Now, what's the difference between a tzibur and an individual? The very beautiful Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, explains it to us. Hatam delo have persume nisa. When the Megillah's Esther blends in with everything else, and it doesn't look any different, you can't tell, it all looks the same. Megillah's Esther, Kohelet, Yashirim, all looks the same. So there's something missing in the persume nisa. And that's a problem. The mechzi kikari b'mikra. It doesn't look like you're reading the Megillah at all. Mishum hachi bi yachid kosher to malav hachi that can presume nisa. Chobei asara mikri tzibor. If you're not reading it b'tzibor, so anyway it's not presume nisa. So then the fact that it doesn't stand out, it's not recognizable, something missing in the presume nisa. Anyway, you're reading it as an individual. There's something missing in the presume nisa, but it's okay. But when you're reading it b'tzibor, where presume nisa is an important, relevant factor, so the Megillah itself has to have a presume nisa aspect to it, and that it can't be blended together with the rest of the Megillahs. Okay, then he tells us, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'chol be'asar, mikri tzibor, like the Tur, not like the Itter, who says tzibor means in shul. No, it doesn't matter if you're in shul. As long as there is a minion, that's called a tzibor, and it has to stand out. It's not so relevant for us, obviously, nowadays, everybody has Megillah's. And if you don't have one, you don't have one. It's not like, oh, I have all five Megillahs together in one cloth. It's rare. Each Megillah is usually written separately. Sif test Megillah she nikudah. If you have a Megillah with nikudot, v'chein im kasabah b'daf arisha, nor at the beginning you have the brachos written in the Megillah piyutim, ein aner sas b'kach. B'diavad it does not pass on the Megillah. Sif yud. If a Megillah k'shera, he doesn't have a Megillah k'shera. Karnos of a chumash below bracha. He should read it in a chumash without a bracha. What does it mean? A chumash? The chumash has to be a scroll. And there those that say, I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what the difference between a chumash and, I don't know, b'klila. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Some say yotze was such a thing. But our chumashim, he says, everyone of you seen a yotze. To open up what we call a chumash that has Megillah, that's the printed in there, that for sure you're not yotze. But the Prima Gadim still says, Mishmer brings down Sifkat Nechav Zayin, it's better than nothing. You don't read it with a bracha, you're not going to be Yotze, but at least you know that there's a mitzvah called reading the Megillah. So this year you don't have a Megillah, but next year you'll have a Megillah. If you don't, just don't do it, so then next year you won't do anything. You'll come to forget that there's such a
scroll. Is it
called? I don't know what he, I'm not sure what he means by the Chumash on the scroll.
Could mean the whole entire Tanakh on a scroll?
No, we already discussed the whole entire Tanakh on a scroll. It could be that it's a scroll, but it's not written by a sofer on cloth. I don't know.
Can I ask him about the Vav?
Yeah, the Vav and Vayz also. When you read the Megillah, do you pronounce that differently than every other Vav in the Chumash?
No, it's a large Vav.
What?
It's a large Vav, but it's the same. It's the same.
Okay, well, you missed what we learned over here. Tzarech laharich b'vav d'vayz asa. B'ksivasa. Yesh Omen Bikriyasa. And the Darkei Moshe told us V'chein Nohag Maharil. Now the Mishabura just says Shalo Yachtofosa. I don't know what that means, Shalo Yachtofosa. It should be Yachtof any letter. The letters have to be pronounced clearly.
With all of the with the Mishimachas.
Right. We mentioned that before. With the Mishimachas. It makes it extra challenging.
No, I'm saying making the Pesuk in the right places.
Okay, back to it. So again, see if you had a Megillah K'sher Karnasa B'chumish below Bracha. So if you don't have a Megillah K'sher, you read it in a Chumish below Bracha. Whatever it means, it's not clear to me what it means. Nowadays, our Chumashim for sure you're not Yotze, but it's you read it so that you at least you remember there's a mitzvah called Kriyas Megillah, and you daven that next year you'll be Zoicha to have a Kosher Megillah and be Yotze the mitzvah properly. Sif Yud out in Karav Megillah Gzula, someone stole the Megillah, he's still going to be Yotze. The Ein Gezel Bekol. The Kriyas Megillah wasn't stolen, just the Megillah itself was stolen. Agav in Mavarach and Allah, Ein Lassim and Tafresh Mantes, by Abraminim, the Kol, the person reading the Megillah, the Kol that comes out of the Balkari is not stolen. He's reading from something that was stolen. So it's the same thing like Alula Bagozel, Vu Adin Kan. Now, what if he was Koina with a Shuni Maisa and Yeyush? So that's a whole discussion. Once you have a Yeyush and Shuni Maisa, so that over there in Hilchas Arba Minim, if the guy gave up hope of ever getting it back, and then it transferred Rishus, it went from the Ganif to somebody else, so then already there are those, the Magen Avraham wants to say you can make a bracha, the Taz and the Grovers there say not to make a bracha, the Bir Halacha concluded Suffolk Brachos Lachel, and he should not make a bracha at all. We're more machmir by the bracha than we are by the kiyum hamitzvah, because of the pasuk of Botzei Averach Neitz Hashem, that when you make a bracha on something stolen, it is an act of blasphemy. So that is Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Aleph.